Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
I thought it was important to do a petty episode because obviously Tracy and I are like Queen Petty, but I think some people don't grasp what petty means because I'm reading this. Like, this is not petty. Alan, maybe...
What is petty to you?
I mean, to me, it's petty when you're doing something that's it's being spiteful.
Yes.
Yeah. The ultimate spiteful.
Where you're just like, revenge. I'm going to do this because I'm going to be a dick because I think you deserve it.
Petty is like when your man cheats on you and you fuck both of his friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Petty. Queen petty right there.
All right. So tell me... Like, this is kind of, I think this is what she meant, like that, but this to me is not good. All right, one time I found out my ex cheated on me, so I called up my ex-boyfriend, took a video of me sucking his dick. The next time I hung out with my boyfriend, I told him I had a surprise for him. I showed him the video and said, since you want to go around and make me look stupid, I got a video proof of making you look stupid.
Bitch, you just made yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Took a video sucking dick. It was
first
like,
of all, you just
stupid.
Did way more work than you had to do.
You did. And at that point, girl, like, start an OnlyFans, make some money, and be like, now you look dumb.
OnlyFans, yeah, for sure. The amount of OnlyFans requests since quarantine for me, I'm disturbed on another level.
Girl, just hide your face.
And like this one, I feel like
my nails will give it away. I have tattoos. I'm gonna have to be full catsuit in order to do an OnlyFans.
I feel like this one is not petty. This one is not all right. My roommate's boyfriend wanted to sext me, so you right away you want to be like, oh fuck him, I want to get him back. That's fucked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I sent him a pic of my tits from 2010. Oh, ooh. You got him good.
Old titties,
look
got
at
it.
8-year-old or 10-year-old titties.
Aren't like, they better 8 years ago? You probably sent them the nice version of your tits.
Wait, I'm fucking trying to understand this right now.
Explain this to me. Explain it.
What did she wanted to fuck her boyfriend? Her roommate's boyfriend.
The roommate wanted to sex with her, but it was her roommate's boyfriend. That's like a fucking.
That's dirty.
It's dirty. Yeah. So
that's
you
grimy
want,
as fuck. Right.
Like, did your roommate do something?
Yeah.
Are you being
did
petty
she
to
fucking
the roommate?
Eat your last quarantine snack? Like, what did she do to deserve
no, I
that?
Think she's trying to say that she was like, "I'll show him. I'll send him a pic of my tits." But from 2010.
Well, first of all, if you're gonna do that, send him a friend's picture.
Girl,
that's why my
still,
friends have my pictures.
He like jacked it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he's
he won.
Fine.
He won.
I love that was the
he's
big
like,
reveal.
Damn, I just got tits. I got tits from everyone in this apartment is what he's saying.
Yeah.
I just ran through that apartment.
Guys, that's not being petty. That's being
petty,
stupid.
No.
Don't blow a guy and then be like, got you good.
Ha ha. Blew him.
You're doing work. You're doing work.
You're doing work you do not have to be doing. Petty is so much easier than that. Petty is passive aggressive. Ultimate passive aggressiveness. That's what petty is.
There's a way to make that first story petty too.
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna do it, you found out he cheated, go suck that ex's dick and video like call him while doing it.
Oh yeah. Like make him feel bad about it. But
don't
like,
be like,
you don't...
hey, I know we're hanging out. Look at this video I
took.
Yeah,
because you know you're gonna fuck him after too. What a fucking loser. What an idiot.
Oh my god.
What the fuck, man?
I mean, we've got some really good petty stories. I'm so excited to read these with you guys. I know Tracy.
I am queen petty.
Yeah,
I mean,
I am too. I'm going to be honest with you. I've done some fucked up shit.
Let me tell you something. I had a friend who like fucked me over real bad. And this guy I was talking to wanted her. And she was like, and I told her, I was like, he just told me that like, you look like an ex that he had, like he really wants you. Like we had just started talking. So I was like, listen, blah, blah, don't do this. She fucking blew him in my driveway. I was like, okay, you want to play games?
In my driveway.
I went and printed out photos of an ex, of sex photos that she sent her ex. I was like, send them to me. I printed them out and posted them everywhere. You want to play games with me, bitch? I'm the wrong one. I literally, when you fuck me over, I will work overtime to destroy you.
Yeah. No, me too.
And it's very bad. And I have to fight all natural instincts to not do that. Like, I'm going through a divorce. I have to fight more natural instincts than you understand to be a good person right now.
It actually, like, it's shocking to me how not petty you're being. Yeah. It's annoying
it's,
me.
It's I know. It's because you know I it's have annoying kids. Me. It's because you know I'm it's trying to me. Be friends.
You it's, know it's making me crazy.
I know, because normal Tracy is like...
out for blood.
Out. I will make you pain. In physical pain from how bad I fuck you over. But I'm not doing that. I'm being... very mature.
It's unbelievable. I hate it.
It's fucking... I want to see the times where fucking... Jess is like, I want to see who you really are. I'm not showing her it. It's driving her crazy.
Just because, like, nobody understands what she's been through, and I just want her to, like... phew, like just,
nope. Nope. Taking the high road. 2020, we're all going to die taking the high road.
Yeah, this is when she decides to take the high
road.
Yeah,
when we're all dead anyway. It's fine. No, in the past, like, a friend has fucked me over again, and her mom reached out to me and was like, oh, you know, she's really sorry, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, whatever your name is, Mrs. blah, blah, blah. I'm like, your daughter's a fucking cunt, and I want nothing to do with her. I was like, please refrain from ever texting me again. But I wish you guys the best.
Wish you well.
Wish you and the family well. Like, don't ever fucking reach out to me again.
I am the same way with this petty shit. Like,
don't have time for it.
I mentally, once you cross that line with
pinky
me
in the brain, me and Jessica,
to the day I die, I'm gonna try to passively aggressively ruin your life.
Yeah. I don't care how much effort it takes.
I'm pretty sure I married my husband because I was petty.
She literally was like, I'm gonna win this fight. Yeah, and she got her husband because of some petty shit that she pulled. Do you understand the level of petty? You guys think I'm bad. Jessica's way fucking worse. She literally told me one time, she was like, yeah, my husband kind of likes fake boobs. So one day I thought, I'm gonna get fake boobs just to win this argument. I'm like, hold on. You wanted to go under the knife so you could get him? Are you kidding?
I had to win. I had to win.
I had to win.
It became like an obsession.
Damn, homie. Oh, he's got that good D. The one you don't give up. Oh my God. I was dying when she told me that. I was like, I don't even know you. Who are you? You were willing to go under the knife to win an argument with this other girl over a guy?
I've befriended friends of my enemy just to like piss off my enemy.
I'm
like
that girl.
Like, I've done all of that fucking shit.
I feel like Alan is so nice, and I don't think he has it in him, but he's definitely like cringing right
I'm
now.
I'm trying to like think if there's anything I've done just to be petty that's like not just like, oh, you told me not to eat the last of this, so I ate the last of this.
While looking at you directly in the eyes.
Like, I've definitely been blamed for like eating someone's leftovers and not, I wasn't the one to eat them. So the next time they had leftovers, I ate it.
Yeah, that is petty.
But like, I don't know if I have any extreme stories.
Oh, no. We are extreme.
Like, I've plotted out things months in advance.
Accurate. Same.
It's petty to like get somebody back. Mm-hmm. Like, even for that situation, like roommate ate my fucking peanut butter and jelly. Like, okay. We'll see. What, watching for months for her favorite snack.
Yeah. And then I'm going to put it in my mouth and spit it back in the container. That's petty.
I mean, yeah, like I can't help it. But like even now at my like height of my age where I've tried to like be a better friend, be a better person.
Nope.
It just consumes me.
Yeah.
I do have one story from college. God, it makes me cringe, honestly. So I had this girlfriend that was, and I don't say this lightly, like psycho.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
because you work with us, so it's got to be worse than that.
Like, a couple of months after we'd broken up, like, she had moved away, and she texted me, like, wanting some stuff from me. And I was like, all right, I know how I'm going to play this. And I was like, cool, when you come up, get a hotel, and we'll come spend a night together. She came up, she got a hotel, and I ghosted her.
Wow.
Whoa.
Alan, that's fucked up.
That
is fucked up.
That ain't even petty. That's cold.
That's cold. That shit is cold.
That shit is ice cold.
Ice cold.
Like, I will say, like, this is a girlfriend that, like, at one point I was really down, and instead of coming to comfort me or anything like that, she went to the next room over and fucked my roommate.
Oh.
So I was comforting. Like, this is worth it. Like,
oh, yeah. She send you a video of it and go, gotcha. Gotcha.
No, it was, I found out the next morning bitch. When gotcha, I walked bitch. Out to like go everybody. To work and her car was still outside. And I was like, what the fuck? Why is it? And then I like went to go talk to my roommate and I was going to be like, hey, do you know why her car's and his door was locked? And I was like, that's why her car is still
there. Dude, that's like a fucking crazy ballsy move. Like, yeah. I've cheated on people before. The amount of paranoia in every step you take.
This is why I don't cheat, because of the paranoia. Yeah. I get nervous.
This bitch, paranoid didn't even cross her brain. She was in the next room.
Let me hear some cheating stories. Were they juicy and passive aggressive? Because like, I honest to God, like, I'm not that person. One time I kissed another guy at like 16. When I had my 18-year-old boyfriend, and I kissed another guy, and the guilt like ate at me, and I had to tell him, and I cried for days, and blah blah blah. But like, that's nothing at 16. That's nothing. Like, I've never cheated since then because I was so fucking scared.
I mean, listen, I don't condone cheating. It's horrible.
You do condone cheating.
No, I don't.
You do. It's okay. You do.
I don't condone it. It's horrible. You make yourself crazy, paranoid. You feel guilty. You're like, what's wrong with me as a person? Mm-hmm. And I made a conscious decision when I married Dennis to like get not it together. Cheat, yeah. I seriously had to like think about, I'm like, you need to like, if you're doing this,
you
you're
need to not
it.
Cheat on him.
And I swear to God, when I was engaged, I would have dreams of
cheating,
of wanting to bring like hook up with a guy and having nowhere to take them because I was like married and there's like, this guy living with me.
What the
I know
fucking
I'm fucked up.
Fuck.
I need therapy too, you know. It's
way
not
more
just
than
you.
Me. I thought it was just me, but you need way more than me.
I think it's just the fear of like committing to one person forever. That's really what it came down to. But
I'm good with it now. Well, that's where I'm at now. I'm like, I just gotta have a marriage. Like, if I think for one second that, and like other shit that I've been through, like, that I can like put my whole mind, body, and soul into this shit again. Like, I haven't been single in 15 years.
Dude, this is why I'm 15
years.
You don't understand. I want to live through you. I'm so excited for you. I know you're like dreading it.
Well,
because
I'm
so
not
fun.
Like there. I'm mentally like, all I'm worried know. About is my kids and now surviving Corona. But like, you know, like I'm literally not thinking about like dating and all that. It's not even like a thought in my head now because I've just been fucked over so many times. I can't even like get past it.
I know. And I think this is why I'm a serial cheater, because I love the idea of like love and connecting. And I've said this before, but I'm excited for you to feel that again. It's the best
well,
feeling
I'm
in the
a
world.
Serial
getting
dater.
Butterflies. Like I
know,
you know,
currently recovering. No, I just like, I don't think I'm like ready to like commit to anybody now, just because of like, I tried it and I was like, wow, now I don't like know what single feels like. Like, I literally went from boyfriend to husband to like, you know, and I'm just like, this is crazy. Like, I don't understand even how the single world works.
I know it's a different
and
world.
Also,
now.
I'm like way too fucking manipulative to be out there right now. Like, I am mm-hmm. just.
No,
that's why
I feel like you're on a petty page,
petty
rampage.
I am on a petty ass rampage right now. Yeah. Queen petty.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want to be a guy that fucks with you right now. I'd want to.
Nope.
Like, I feel
I'll straight
like,
up, if a guy like is like, oh, I want to be with you, I'll straight up be like, I will hurt you. I can't. Yeah. Like, I'm at the point where, like,
you.
I will hurt you and like, we cannot. Like, there's no way. There's no way I'm there.
Me and Tracy did this exercise where I was like, let's do your dating profile.
And I was like, no. Not dating.
And she, and I swear to God, her answers were so bad.
And
I was
like, joking around. She was asking me questions and I was like, I'm not having a dating profile. She's like, I'm making you one. I'm like, okay, ask me questions and I'll tell you what I think. Go ahead.
I'd go, you realize this dating profile.
Ask me the questions what we
this
asked.
This dating profile literally says woman scorned.
Yeah. Go ahead. Like, do you remember what the questions you asked me were?
Okay, let me just think.
I'll bring them up, I think.
It was,
I'm gonna look up what you asked me.
It was like one of the things was like, oh, what do you look for? And you're like, if I have to tell you, then you're a fucking idiot.
No,
figure
like,
it out.
The question was, the I fuck? Go crazy for, and I wrote, hope you could figure it out.
Yeah, what the fuck? asshole writes that.
And then she wrote, and then it was a non-negotiable for me is lying douchebags.
Alan, is this not the red flag?
I'm sorry, it was douchebag liars.
Alan, if you're scrolling to like swiping and you see someone, the first thing about them, you see a pretty picture, you're like, oh, she's cute. Oh, what's a deal breaker for you? Lying douchebags. You're like, this next. She's fucking angry.
Red flag.
She is angry. And the last one was like, something about with the arms.
Oh, I'm weirdly attracted to.
Yeah. Oh. I'm really attracted to. You have to have huge arms, but you can't have abs. I mean, could you be any more specific? So make sure you go to the gym, but only work out certain parts
only
of your body.
Only do arms. Don't do abs.
Don't do a crunch.
Don't
Alan,
crunch ever.
Alan, help me out here. Tell her this is not normal.
I mean,
because I like this. I've explained it, Alan. You know it. Tell me. Support me right
all
now.
All I can say is you're about to get a ton of shithead guys
yes.
commenting
douchebag liars.
Yes. That are like, yes. hell yeah, this girl's crazy. I want to fuck.
Yeah. Listen, here's my take on that. I'm like, I like a guy with like big arms, yes, to like protect me. But like, if you work out, like, bro, I can't eat pasta around you. Like, there's
just like
too much pressure for me. I don't
Trey,
want you to have abs.
I agree. I'm with you on this page. We can discuss it here with all our girls, all the baddies. But you don't make that you when the dating profile is three things
I'm
about
not
you.
Being serious about the dating profile. I couldn't give a fuck less. I That's, don't
honestly
do it.
Like if I'm swiping through and I see a woman scorned, I'm like, nope, fuck out of here.
Bye.
Let's go.
Like, if that is not the pettiest profile you've ever heard in your entire life.
Like, oh, that's is. Enough to, like, make you swipe the next couple of people just
that'll
to make
get
sure
your dicks
you
off
can.
Real quick.
Closing the app.
Deleting the app. My profile will get your dicks off.
Oh, douchebag assholes. Yeah. It's like she's trying to not meet somebody, you know?
I am. I don't want to meet anyone. I hate everyone. I
no,
told
that's
you.
The thing.
I'm
going
to be a
lesbian
and move
assholes.
To the middle of America soon. That's where I'm headed.
Middle of America?
Middle of America. Lesbian who's in a sister wife situation where I can have other people help me raise my kids. That's where I am right now.
She's you're in a petty place. You're in a petty
I'm in
place.
A very bad place
you
right
fell
now.
In love in a petty place.
Yeah, that's the episode.
We fell in love in a petty place.
Oh, you know what I just realized? I haven't heard Jess sing a theme song
yeah,
in
don't
so
fuck.
Long.
Why would you go there? Why, man? We're
it's
doing
it's because
so
like
good.
I haven't gotten 20 emails about
oh God, help me.
Alan, can you auto-tune that?
Yeah. Like... Alan, please. Oh man, I am spent.
I think
serious non-negotiable for me is like living in a basement. And if you live in your mom's basement and you hit me with that, my petty answer back will just be horrifying to you.
Okay. See, she's not ready.
I'm
Alan.
Not ready. I don't
I know,
want it.
I know she's not ready. Because that's horrible.
When she asked me what's a non-negotiable for you, and I literally was like, douchebag liars. She was like, okay,
psycho.
Psycho. I was like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get where you are mentally. And, you know, I get it. Like, woman scorned. Like, listen, I don't want to fuck with you on a regular day.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want to fuck with you on a divorce day.
No. Like, I've been through too much shit, bro. I'm not there.
No, no.
You don't even
no.
want me right now. I promise. Anyone who thinks they want me, you're lying to yourself. You don't want me. I'm too fucked up.
It's all temporary. Sure. That's how it is after a breakup, a divorce. That's how it is. And then people rebound. That's why people get married 2, 3, 4 fucking times.
Yeah, no thanks.
That's what everybody says. And then guess what? Before you know it. Prince Charming with the big arms and no abs. He's going to have a fat gut.
We'll disappear on you and then call you random times.
Oh,
perfect.
Oh my God.
Sounds like a plan.
You'll see. I'm always right. I know that.
Okay.
I'm taking that to my petty grave.
Yeah, good luck with that. I do wish you the best.
On there, always right.
Here lies Jess Hottie.
Always right.
I'm trying to think what other petty things I've done. I just, listen, it's not the best quality. Definitely. I wish I could just let things go. That'd
I
be nice.
I hate all of my qualities. Are you kidding me? I am the worst. Every Scorpio quality that me and you have is like the worst.
Bad.
Manipulative, passive aggressive, vindictive, revengeful, hateful,
mm-hmm.
too loyal.
Grudge
and
holding.
That's the point. Oh, I'm a grudge holder till I die.
Till I die. I know.
I will go to my grave hating the same people I hated 15
years ago.
But that's
why, like,
and it's not any sweat off my back. Like, I don't care. It's not bothering me. Like, it's not affecting people. Are like, let go of the hate. It ages you. And I'm like, bitch, no. You know what ages me? Having fake people in my life.
When I watch those 48 hour mysteries and people forgive their, like, murderers, I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
I can't even forgive the mailman for delivering my Amazon package late. Yeah. How are you forgiving someone for murdering your whole family? Explain it to me. Alan, you from a religious family?
Nope.
What is forgiveness about?
Nope.
I mean, I don't get it. I really don't, because there are certain things that, like, there's that whole principle I know in religion of, like, you forgive, but you don't forget.
Yeah, okay.
And that's cool and all, But I don't see the point in saying I forgive you if you're not forgetting what happened. Because you're really not. You're just like, cool, you can feel better about yourself, but mm-hmm. I'm going to remember this.
Yeah, I mean, it's at that point, why not just hold the grudge?
You're not going to come around and do something helpful for me.
I'm Catholic, and we're supposed to believe no sex unless you want a baby. Clearly, I'm not following the rules very well. So, and even then, they're like, oh, I've don't use condoms. I'm like,
I've never had sex and wanted a baby. So, like,
oh, I thought you just meant, I've never had sex. Same.
I'm a virgin. Same. Welcome to the show.
I'm a born again virgin.
Sure. Oh, my God. Why don't we take a quick break? Mm-hmm. And then when we get back, let's read. Listen, I thought I was petty. There are some bitches out here that take petty to a whole new level. And I'm really proud of a lot of them. So,
yeah, well, that's what's wrong with us.
I want to read their stories to you guys right after the break.
Is there something in your life that's interfering with your happiness or preventing you from reaching your goals? You know, sometimes self-love, self-help, it's not enough. I've been there. There's only so much you can do alone. And that's the truth of it. And there's only so much you can talk to your friends or your family because sometimes you need professional counseling. And that's why we love BetterHelp. So BetterHelp is online counseling and you can communicate with somebody in under 24 hours. You could send a message to your counselor anytime and you'll get a thoughtful response and you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp gets you the therapy you need all without having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room or make that weird phone call. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. So let me tell you what these licensed professional therapists are specialized in. And tell me if you've had any of these things. I have. Depression, stress, anxiety, sleeping, trauma, self-esteem issues, grief issues, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters. Anything you share is confidential. It's convenient, professional, affordable. Please go check out BetterHelp. If you want to start living a happier life today, as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/bad examples. Join over 800,000 people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bad examples.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
Staying healthy and staying strong is more important than ever. For me, it's all about my immune system and my immunity and getting the nutrients that I need because I feel like I'm really bad at that. I eat a lot of bread. That doesn't really do it for my health. So I'm excited to introduce you guys to Objective Wellness. So Objective offers targeted solutions like better sleep, firmer skin, or a healthier immune system. The products are crafted with high-quality ingredients shown to deliver specific results. Objective's ingredients are backed by science. Behind each ingredient, there are scientific studies and endless hours of research. Objective sources active extracts from blueberries, saffron, and even microalgae, which provides an antioxidant 6,000 times stronger than vitamin C. Objective also knows that wellness looks different on everyone, and that's why there's no one-size-fits-all solution. I think that's why their sleeping pills are not pills, they're chocolates, and I cannot wait to try them. Objective focuses on targeted solutions, giving you support exactly where you need it. I'm such an old loser. There's like this cream for back pain that doesn't like smell like those back pain creams. What is the one that's like minty and it's disgusting and like you smell like a grandma? No offense, Grandma Rose. But I can't wait to try that. And Tracy's got some cool stuff to try too. So we'll definitely let you know how that all goes. Objective is going to help you feel your best. Go to objectivewellness.com. Use code BADEXAMPLES to get 20% off your first order. If you're not completely satisfied, you get a full refund. That's the Objective promise. Again, that's objectivewellness.com. The code is BADEXAMPLES for 20% off. Go check out Objective Wellness. They have everything from weight loss and energy supplements to keeping cool. You know what that means for all you older ladies? We need to keep cool. You know, those hot flashes they're coming on. They have things for falling asleep. Eye shields to protect you from being on your phone too much or listening to this podcast. Check out objectivewellness.com. Use code BADEXAMPLES for 20% off your first order.
Guys, there's no reason in 2020 that you should be getting dressed on your own.
No.
We've got people that are doing our makeup, our lashes, our eyebrows. Let a stylist dress you. Use Stitch Fix.
When it comes to shopping for clothes, most of us are such amateurs, but like, I don't understand why we're all not letting stylists choose clothes for us. Like,
yeah,
that's their job. Hello, stitchfix.com.
Celebrities do it all day. Like, they don't, you think they get up and they dress themselves?
No, they
don't even wipe their own asses. Yeah. Let's be real.
Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that delivers your favorite clothing, shoes, accessories direct to you. They also have men and kids, not just women. And they have all the brands that you know and love, plus exclusive styles that you will not find anywhere else.
With no subscription required, pick between automatic shipments or only getting new pieces on demand. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. I love that word.
Mm-hmm.
And the $20 styling fee is automatically applied towards anything you keep from your box.
Discover new styles and new pieces with StitchFix.com and get started today. When you go to StitchFix.com/bad examples, you will get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box.
Take advantage of having a personal stylist in your pocket. You're going to love signing up. You're going to put in all the information about yourself and then literally talk to these stylists and have them dress you to the nine. I don't even know what that means, but you're going to look hot. Get started today at stitchfix.com/bad examples and get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. Honestly, do you know what I love about Ritual? Sometimes I take vitamins and I look at the ingredients and I'm like, why are there weird things in my vitamins?
Why are there things I can't pronounce?
Yeah, like I didn't sign up for this. Mm-hmm. I just want some fucking B12. Why can't I get that? And Ritual, they do not put any weird additives or anything that is going to do more harm to your body than good. Yeah. And the two easy to take capsules literally provide 9 nutrients that you need to support your health.
For obsessive label readers out there, all of Ritual's is vegan friendly. They're sugar free. They're non-GMO, wow, gluten free, allergen free. Thank God for me. They have all the best ingredients and their sources are out there for the world to see.
And can I tell you something? I know when you're like, oh, they're vegan. Of course, they're fucking vitamins. Why wouldn't they be vegan?
No, because not all vitamins are vegan.
Oh my God. I actually have a hard time finding stuff sometimes because they have animal products in them. And I'm like, mm-hmm, this
hello,
is gross.
I'm a vegan for a reason.
Yeah. Like, so this is... I really appreciate Ritual for having that and for being transparent about it. Now, you guys know Ritual is delivered, right? So it's a subscription that's super easy to start, stop and start whenever you want. Mm-hmm. And it's only $1 a day to have all the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month. No strings attached.
No strings attached. That should be highlighted, bold print, italic, yeah. You guys.
Visit ritual.com/bad examples to start your Ritual trial today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/bad examples.
Better health doesn't happen overnight, but now Ritual is offering 10% off to our listeners for the first 3 months. So you're going to fill in the gaps of your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps you support your healthy foundation for your body.
Okay, guys, so we love talking to the baddies and hearing from them because you are just like us.
You're a bunch of petty betties.
Petty betties. So here we go. Here are some stories. After I found out he cheated, I called his mother and told her he tested positive for AIDS.
Oh my God. His mom.
That's so fucked up.
Wow.
I mean, that is the go-to move for Rachel if you ever fuck with her because your parents are so strict. Oh my God. That is petty. That is petty.
Oh my God. When he took too long to reply to my text, I posted a picture with someone my ex knew that he hated. What the fuck? Bro, we're quarantined. If he's not answering your text, he does not want to talk to you.
Damn.
Oh my God.
When my ex-husband and I got divorced, the only thing he wanted was a bottle of really expensive champagne someone had given both of us as a gift. I had taken it when I moved out and he wouldn't let it go, saying it was a present to him, not us. So I took the bottle over to his place, and when he opened the door, I poured half of it out on the doorstep before walking away, saying, there's your half of the bottle.
Wow.
So fucked up.
Wow. That is fucked up.
This is stuff people do after a breakup that I love. Cut power cords in half. Unplug the fridge. That's a genius move.
That's so good.
Took light bulbs all after a breakup. I mean, those are, think about it. She took his power sources, his food source, and his light sources.
Like, on that note, this girl changed her Netflix password the night they broke up. Yes. Bitch, you ain't gonna watch Netflix now. Oh,
that's so good.
Go pay $12 a month for your shit.
All right. I'll say that's something I've done.
Fucked up.
I had someone that was like on my Netflix, and I was like, don't worry, I'm not going to kick you off. Yep. And so I waited two weeks.
In front of you.
I waited 2 weeks and then kicked him off.
Wait, I have the winner. Clean the toilet.
I was just going to read that.
Clean the toilet with my ex's toothbrush. He got a bacterial infection in his throat.
It's fucking disgusting.
Oh my God. He got that hairy black tongue.
Ew.
I pawned his PlayStation 4 and used the money to sponsor a pig at the local petting zoo, which I named after him.
Genius.
I am the winner. The night we were breaking up, I gave my man a goodbye hand job and aimed it at his face so he came all over his
goodbye.
So he came all over his own face.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's the most fucked up shit I've ever
heard.
That
is some petty shit.
That is queen petty right there.
Oh my God.
Good for you, bitch. Wow. I ran over his Rolex and his Breitling. Oh, but chills just went up and down my spine for the $40,000
that just cost you.
Wait, this is great. Trace, this is something you would do. In fact, I think you did this on the phone with me the other day. A car cut me off and took my parking spot, so I parked behind him and fist fought his girlfriend.
Yeah, so, oh, this is petty that I did. Okay. I was going to this one store, and there's like a very limited parking lot for the store, and I was waiting, sitting there with my blinker on. I think I've told this story before, getting into the spot, and a car, literally as the car came out, the other car behind me went around me and pulled into the spot. And I'm like, hello, I was waiting for that spot. He was like, well, I'm in it and I didn't see you. I'm like, bitch, you went around me. I'm like, he was like, sorry. I'm like, okay, no problem. Pull out and I'll take the spot. He was like, yeah, I'm not moving. I'm going to the store. I was like, okay, you're going into the store, but guess what? You're not leaving the store because I fucking pulled behind him, parked perpendicular to his car. So right up and down, there was nowhere to go. And when he came back outside, he was like, can you move? And I'm like, nah, I'm good. Sat there for 45 fucking minutes. And I was like, bitch, you're not going anywhere. Like, when I tell you I'm the wrong one, I got all day. I got all day. You will never fucking cut me off again. Best believe. Believe this.
I feel like anytime I'm in New York and
I Snapchatted the whole thing. Everyone watched it.
Like when people,
like, still sitting here, update, oh, 30 God. Minutes later. Go ahead, Alan.
When people like honk the horn as soon as the light turns green,
mm-hmm. I'll sit there.
Those are the moments that I'm like, fuck you, I'm putting this in park.
I got all day. There you go. I so got you all are petty, Alan. Done. All right, this one I love so much because it's like a whole tale. But my baby daddy cheated. I sent the messages between him and the girl to her husband.
Wow.
Then I poured water into his PlayStation and Xbox and dried the area around the scene of the crime. He got jumped and had no video games.
Wow.
So speaking of like the Netflix password and all this, I think this is like a really good one with timing. I told him he could keep using all of my cable passwords because I wanted our breakup to be civil. Then I changed the password 2 minutes before the Game of Thrones finale.
Like, wow.
Genius.
Timing is everything.
Everything. I mean, you guys, such a little thing could be so big with the right timing.
This is petty as hell. Spit in my hubby's lunch I made because he was liking pictures of bitches on Instagram.
Oh my God. I put sugar in my friend's ex pocket so that when he gave her clothes back, there were ants everywhere.
Oh, I like that move.
She's fucked up.
I've done this. Put granola bars in a fruit roll up box so no one would steal my fruit roll ups.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, my dad once, when I was living at home, had cookies from like the bakery, and he wrote on the outside of the box, stale cookies, do not eat.
Wow.
Like fresh cookies.
Wow.
I super glued his deodorant, shavy cream, toothpaste, and hairspray closed, flipped all the batteries in the remotes, and rubbed sugar water all over the counters so they'd be unbearably sticky.
Wait, wow. I love the flipping the batteries in the remotes because it's just like a frustrating thing that
no,
you
because
figure
you're
out.
Like, why won't this work?
Yes,
and then you
I love
never
that.
Have batteries on site.
Oh my God.
Threw slices of cheese on his windshield in the summer so that by the time he got to his car, they'd be melted.
That's fucking gross. Tracy, write that one down.
Yeah, that was a good one. Let's remember that one day.
Licking something so my sister wouldn't touch it. I would definitely do that as well.
Wow. I did the makeup of the girlfriend of my side dude at her house.
Oh my God.
That's so fucking savage.
That accidentally happened to me. I showed up at a wedding once and this guy I was like in love with in college, his wife was a bridesmaid and I had to do her makeup and it was really weird for me. Not for her so much, but for me.
Do I know him? Is it the guy you always tell me about?
Shut up, Tracy!
Is it the guy you always tell me about? I believe it. Wow, why did I just instantly think of that and be like, I know that's got to be who it is.
So awkward.
Wow. And I know who she is too.
My ex and I shared an Amazon account. He broke up with me saying he needed to find himself. So after he moved back in with his parents, I shipped him a compass using his own credit card with a note enclosed. Hope this helps you find yourself.
Wow. That's so funny.
Had a series finale on DVR and deleted it because he pissed me off. I mean, that honestly, want to fight with Denny, yeah, like I'll so be like, mean. I'm watching the finale without you. Like that is like a cutthroat
move.
That's
the thing. You need to watch it and pretend like you haven't and then constantly throw out spoilers. Like,
wow, put a guy who ghosted me on a gay dating website with all his nudes. He sent and put his number on there. So he got bombarded with gay requests. This is not petty. I bought a plane ticket for a guy in Colombia. Once he got to the gate, I canceled the flight. How is that petty? You just wasted your money and had to pay out of pocket for a cancellation fee.
My ex-husband hated salad forks because he thought they were useless. So when I was packing up to leave him, I took all the silverware except the salad forks.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? Who comes up with this shit?
This is a great one. Canceled my ex's tuxes, which also canceled the photographer 1 week before his wedding.
Wow.
Took one of every pair of my ex's socks after he cheated on
that's
me.
That's so fucked
up.
Yo,
we got to make a list of the best things, like change the batteries in the remote, take one of every one of his socks, unplug the fridge. I love every one of these.
I knew he liked to shower and crawl into bed when he got home from work. So while he was gone, I took the bed sheets, the comforter, and the shower curtain.
Wow.
Send a pic of me on my wedding day to my ex. Everybody should do that. That should be like to get married and for it to be like, that like verifies, that makes it official. Yeah. Send a picture of you happy as fuck to your ex in your wedding dress. I'd love that.
I sent a sorry for your loss card in the mail.
Wow. I love that. I'm doing that.
Here's another one. See, yo, this is another girl. I said I was my ex-boyfriend's mom and canceled his tux for prom.
Wow. Genius. Man, people are fucking
smart. Trey,
you
never thought about that. That's a good one.
No, well, no one ever canceled on me.
One of my exes cheated on me with my best friend and sent me a photo of them kissing. So I made out with his dad and sent him the video.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Guys, the dad and the best friend. Excellent. Revenge moves. Knew a guy was ignoring me, so I went on Snap and kept typing and deleted it so he would get the notifications that I was typing but never actually sent him anything.
Oh, I love that. Genius.
Signed my ex up and the girl he cheated on me with for different you can win this cruises for a swingers cruise, a singles cruise, and an over 50 cruise, and to this day they still get calls.
Yeah. No, you don't understand. Once you put your number on something, they will not leave you alone.
I hear this one all the time, and I just can never believe that this is real. I sewed raw tuna into the bottom of his curtains.
Ew.
That's filthy.
Cut up my husband's clothes when we were boyfriend and girlfriend and gave it to him back to him in a bag of shreds. Here's your shit.
Same.
I didn't like this girl in college, so I fucked her boyfriend just to make her cry. Been there.
Wow, Jessica.
Ex cheated on me with a girl from work who didn't know we were together. So one day I made flyers that said lost dog. If found, watch the fuck out. And then I put cutout photos of him on the flyer, placed it all over his car while he was inside his work.
Wow. Wow.
I know these are the thing that like you can go on websites and you can send stuff. Like I know there's one where you can like send different animal poop. There's one where you can send like boxes of glitter to people.
Yeah.
There's one where you can send an eat a dick card with a bag of dick gummies.
I have eat a dick chocolate. We got a whole bunch of them for my friend's bachelorette party and they all say eat a dick and it's like this big chocolate mold of a Richard.
donated $5 to a zoo to name a cockroach after him, then felt the sweet satisfaction of watching it get eaten live by a lizard.
Wow. People are not joking, huh?
See, like, that one is petty, but at the same time, like, you spent money.
You went out of your way. That's dedication.
To do something that isn't even affecting him.
No, petty dedication, though. Like, it's unworth it.
How about this one? My ex had IBS, so when I left, I took all the toilet paper with me.
Yeah.
And slashes curtains. Whoops. Okay. Love it. Love it.
The last bit was unnecessary, but I totally get the toilet paper thing.
There are consequences to being petty. My ex lived a double life on Snapchat. I hacked it one day, literally guessed the password, and messaged every single female a picture of him and I. I ended up being the one that looked dumb. So moving forward in future relationships, I don't and won't ever do that again.
Yeah. You live and you learn, honey. You live and you learn. Most petty text you'll ever get when he texts you, hey, what's up? You respond, my standards, bye.
In situations like that, I don't reply. Like, granted, I've also been on the other end where it's like, hey, what up?
It's funny because I text somebody in this like fucking devastation and I was like, hope you're being safe. And like, should have gotten a great response back. And the answer I got back was, you too. And I was like, wow, well played, dick of the year, huh? Wow. When somebody should just be going out of their way, I think that out-pettied me. Out-pettied.
Out-pettied?
Mm-hmm. I've been out-pettied.
When my ex and I split, I had to remove him from my phone plan. So I told the rep the reason we broke up was because he cheated on me. So she gave him my device payments and made up some elaborate story as to why his payments would be higher monthly. She was amazing. Women stick together.
Yeah, women supporting women. I love that.
Yeah. Imagine you calling Verizon and like some petty Verizon bitch is like,
not today, honey.
Wow. All right. I got a good one too. Okay. Last one, Al, and then we'll move on.
All right. Go ahead.
So there's, you know, we forget that like you can also be petty with your friends and family. It's not just with
guys. Exes, yeah.
I was best friends with this girl for years. She fucked me over bad and started shit talking me to whoever would listen. Birthday means a lot to her and myself. So I requested and was approved for 3 weeks off, which contains her birthday, her daughter's birthday, her boyfriend's birthday. And because we are a small business, she's unable to take them off since I already am.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
This year will be the fourth year I've done it.
When's she gonna learn? What an idiot. What an idiot.
Oh my God. Brilliant.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. Why don't we think of things like that?
I don't know. These people have inspired me to a whole new level.
Yeah,
I'm
on another level right
like
now.
I know who to ask the next time
for
I need
bad examples. Advice. Baddies, I need all your advice. That's
like
crazy.
I want someone to break up with me just so I could do half of those moves. They were incredible. Tracy, I wish you would get back into your fighting spirit.
I need to fight for the rest of my life, so I need to not do that.
Fair.
Had we not had kids together, petty would have gone
I
down.
Know, I
but
know.
Because we have kids, I'm being the bigger person and being a good person.
They really ruin everything.
Damn kids.
Damn kids. Keeping you from who you really are.
Yeah, making me change my natural habitat of ways.
That's what like no one gets about you. I'm like, do you guys even understand like what she's doing for these kids? Like,
nope. Nobody gets
it. The amount of just what you have to hold back and like self-control is unbelievable.
Oh, my self-control from 2018 to now has been unfucking real.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Unreal to this very day.
To the point it gets me mad. Like I want to like rage for you and I'm just like,
there's so many different situations though. It's not even like the one that we're even talking about. Like what you guys assume, there's so many different situations where like I should have just brought the petty. I mean, I did say something recently that you guys know about that was pretty fucking petty, but
what is it?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
I mean, I have a question that like, what's the level where you just like let something go versus you decide, all right, I have to be petty about this? Like, is there a certain level or certain thing that someone does? Yeah. Like, what is that?
They can do something that like bothers you, but you're like, let me not. But then there's certain levels that they could push you to where it's actually out of your control. And like, you just say things as a rebuttal or do things and make actions. Like, I feel like a lot of Sabotage Sally did that a lot. She was petty by uncontrollableness. Like, she couldn't even handle it. She couldn't fight it. to just do it and be petty. Like, a response is like, oh, I want all the gifts I bought your mother back. That's so fucking petty. But I don't even think she had control of her words saying it.
And because you know what it is? I think a lot of our pettiness, like the ones we just read is planned petties.
Yeah, no, like the fly by your chair petty.
It's like, yeah, irrational petty.
Irrational petty is the best petty.
You gotta really sit, plan, plot. You know, like there's a lot that goes into being petty. You know, I admire people who are petty because it's
I admire a planned petty. It is a technique. It's a special technique that only some people have. But irrational petty is when it's in your bloodstream.
Right.
Like, okay, you're dating somebody and they're like, oh, I don't want kids. I don't want kids. And then you're like, oh, well, I don't want kids either. And then they lie to you and drag you along for 3-4 months. And then they tell you at the end, I want kids. And your instant response is, I hope you're sterile. Irrational petty. It just comes out. You don't have control of it. You just are so fucking fed up with the bullshit that you're like, done. This is we're just gonna say what's on the top of our mind at this point. Like, I feel like that's an example of an irrational petty. And just something, it just comes out. It's involuntarily exposed.
It's weird because I know that Alan like doesn't know these emotions.
No, because Alan's a nice person. Alan, what gets you like real angry?
Like, what makes you like angry, Alan?
God, that's like a really loaded question.
Set you up to be like petty?
I mean, anything cheating, like that's something okay, like good. A breaking of trust in that way.
Yeah, well, breaking of trust sucks.
Is, yeah, it's like the thing where it's like, all right, fuck you, mm-hmm. I'm done. I've been cheated on many times in my past, and like,
same.
I had one girlfriend that I found out at the end of the relationship that like every month we were together, she slept with a different guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So calendar cheating.
Calendar cheating. Yeah. But even then, like I just got pissed off.
It's
I didn't
February 4th. Time to cheat.
Time to fuck Alan's
right on schedule.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I mean, anything that breaks my trust is something that gets me really angry.
Like, have you ever been really angry at Rachel? I just can't see it.
No, I feel like she couldn't do
like,
anything.
There's certainly been times like where I've been upset and angry, but like never to the point of like I have to do something petty angry.
Right.
Like there have definitely been other people that have made me that kind of angry, for sure.
Yeah. Well, but, you wouldn't like, be marrying her if she got you petty angry.
No, like if that was something that was like a regular occurrence, Tracy. There's no way. Like I have had a girlfriend that was extremely petty where like I drove hours and hours to see her. And then I got there and she broke up with me.
Wow.
Like I was like 4 hours away from home at that point.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to head back home.
That's fucked up. That's really fucked up. There's no anticipation like driving somewhere where you really want to be at that end location. And like the hours seem to be like 3 hours at a time. And then you get there and it's just a disappointment.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Dope.
Yeah. There's nothing like that feeling. It's like pure devastation in your bloodstream.
Call Dennis right now, please.
Okay.
What's up?
Hey, babe.
First of all, save me. Act like you love me for 2 minutes and save my number, please. Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Don't let it happen again, officer.
Yeah, what the fuck? Den, do you remember that time I threw your burger on the floor?
Tell us.
Oh, you mean you accidentally dropped it?
She's so petty that she has to lie about being petty.
She was mad at me about something. I don't remember.
You don't remember what I was mad at you about?
She took my burger, dropped it on the ground, and went, oops.
And walked away. Oh my gosh, she sounds like Joanne. Oops. Oops, Jesse.
He did some shit, like, in front of his friends. He was trying to be fucking cool, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We had just...
At your expense.
I think we were home alone, actually.
No,
likes elaborating the story to make everything sound...
I know, because I remember the chocolate work story when she elaborated that shit, too.
What chocolate story?
Of me showing my tits at the chocolate shop. Elaboration.
The story is good enough, and she's always got to, like...
So he definitely did something to piss me off, and I took his burger and I went, oops. Smacked it like it went flying across the room. His face, I thought he was going to murder me. I thought he was going to strangle me alive.
Guess, were we married yet at that point?
No, I don't think so. I'm surprised you married me after that.
I'm too.
I was going to call it off.
Same. I understand. I would have supported that
You were
decision.
Really mad, right? I remember that.
No, I was happy.
Can you...
Of course I was pissed.
Can you do
an asshole move?
Do you, my God. Do you remember anything else that I've done that's like petty like that?
Yeah, when you friggin' scratch me for no reason.
What?
She takes her like one fingernail and puts it like into my back of my neck and drags across.
What is the matter with you? You're so mom, fucking like, weird. What is it like sleeping. Being married to Jessica? It must be like constant fear.
Feel it coming.
She told us one time that she told us one time that you just sit there and like poke your balls. She just sits there and like pokes at you.
Did I do it the other day?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I just smack him. She fucked up, dude. Wait, so I'm sleeping and I drag my nail across his neck. What?
Prosecco? Does that have to be cold to drink it?
Tastes better cold.
Are you drinking Prosecco right now?
I'm about to put some vodka in that.
I think Prosecco may not need an additional. Fucking alcohol.
You gotta get out of quarantine, bro.
In that thing you gave me, Jeff, that package of like vitamin C.
Quarantini, yeah.
Yeah, the quarantini.
I'm gonna be healthy AF. Yeah, the quarantini, that's what it is. Genius.
All right, Dan, if you think of any other good petty stories, give us a call.
All right, should I call Tracy directly or?
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, at least store her number.
Store it.
I'm gonna put it in as a
fugitive.
Trey Bay.
Huge
Trey Bay. All right, bye.
All right, hurry up and come home. Oh, don't breathe on my wife, any of you.
I'm not breathing on her. She's literally out of reach. In a different room.
She's in a different room.
She's in a different room. Like, God, Trey, how cute. She's basically in her own room right now. We've quarantined her alone.
Don't breathe on my wife.
That's so cute.
That no one ever.
Don't breathe on my wife.
All right, thanks, Denny. Talk to you later.
All right,
bye. Go think of a name for your baby.
Oh, right. My God. I can't believe...
Karina.
I can't believe he fucking brought up me scratching him.
So first of all, you're so fucking weird. I can't even imagine what it must be like married to you.
He's so
getting your balls poked, he's scratching in the back of your neck.
When I'm mad at him, I like will smack him at night and be like, oops, but it's an accident.
What is wrong with you?
Oh my God.
You're exhausting.
Oh.
I'm already tired. I'm not even married to you.
Oh my God.
Fuck, I just had something about being petty that
no.
Like, oh, I've got one. So my question is like, how petty is Denny? Because I know like when we're on the phone and he's ready for me to get off the phone with you, he starts calling me Aaron.
That's like, that's low key petty. Yeah. Like, when me and Jess are talking, he's like, didn't you just hang out with her? Like, he's so fucking sick of me. He's always like, Aaron, or at Aaron.
I've just decided that, like, every time he calls me Aaron, I'm going to call him Daniel.
Oh, good. There should be a banter back and forth.
Alan, it's more like his, like, weird dad humor that he thinks he's, like, funny. And I'm like, that's not funny. He's like... Because he does it like barely loud enough for you to hear. You know what I mean? So you're like, wait, what'd he say? He just called me Aaron.
Like, you just call me Aaron?
Is he joking? Is he not? Like, I'm like, Dan, you're so weird. Stop it. No, Dennis has like, he doesn't have a petty bone in his body, unfortunately.
He just doesn't care.
That's why like, we don't match at all. He's too like nice.
No,
and,
it's
like,
why you exactly match. You guys are the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Imagine you twice in one home.
No.
No.
No. If he was born like 2 weeks earlier, he would have been a Scorpio. We would probably not be married.
He's a Sag.
Yeah.
Just hearing it like he's a Sag.
Yeah. Because I'm currently not happy with Sagittarius. Almost Scorpios. So.
What a Sag.
What a Sag.
What a piece of Shad.
What a piece of Sag.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Yeah. He's. You know, he's very tolerant of my pettiness, too. Like, but the thing is that he's so on to me about it.
What, your pettiness?
Yes.
Like what?
He knows when I am...
being a child?
Like, sometimes I try to be, like even with my friends, like, I want to be, like, I'm the bigger person. And he knows I'm being the petty person. You know, because he knows me. Like, other people, I might be able to, like, make them think that I'm not.
Manipulate them.
Yeah.
Me and you, queen manipulators.
But he knows. I mean, listen, I live and die by the pettiness. I need it in my life. It satisfies me. It brings me happiness.
It's like dick.
It is like dick.
It's a lot like dick pettiness. It's just, it's mandatory in your life.
Yeah, they both solve my problems.
They both satisfy me.
Yeah, I
agree. One more than other. You know, petty more than anything. said hello.
I honestly, you and I being friends and the way we are, it's pretty incredible
it's
that we
terrifying.
Haven't done any like really evil shit.
No, we don't have it in us to do it to each other because we know what the other one is capable of. Why would I provoke and poke the bear?
For some reason, I am like the voice of reason a lot of times with you, which is weird.
Because I'm irrational.
Right.
And you are an outside view.
Right.
If it were your own relationship, I'd be the rational one.
But I also feel like maybe you're more of an irrational petty and I'm more of a plant petty.
Well, because you're conniving.
Right.
Right.
Like you just do things because you're
psycho,
angry in the
yeah,
moment.
I'm seeing red. Act on impulse.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you are a planner.
And I'm like, wait. Before we sabotage the rest of his life, why don't we do X, Y, and Z first?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, let me sleep on it. I'll get back to you in the morning. And then I text her this paragraph. I'm like, well, I thought about it and this is how I feel.
Yeah, I do think there's different levels of petty. I don't know. I think everybody, you know, even Alan, like, you had to bring him a little joy, you know. To-
oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, knowing that she was in that hotel and that, like, I was just not responding and she was, like, wondering where the fuck I was like, oh, this feels amazing.
Let me put my feet up and lay down and take a nap.
I mean, she's also the same ex that, like, one time came to a party and spent the whole party staring at me. And
just
I knew,
so you knew that she was there?
Just that I knew that she was there.
What a nightmare.
And, like, I remember the cops showed up, and, like, we all had to go into one room, and she was in there just, like, staring at the back of my head because I knew she was there, and I wouldn't give her the attention of being, like,
that's
hey,
petty too.
Like, I just watched the TV and was, like,
ignoring
okay.
petty?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think
love
that's
it.
That's the most petty. Like, I'm more likely to ignore you just to piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is being petty,
oh,
though.
Oh, that fucking kills me. You don't even know the ways that that annoys me.
That, like, that drives people crazier because then they come up with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if I ask you something and I know you have your phone on you because you're not allowed to go anywhere, and I text you something at 9 and you still don't respond till the end of the day, I'm like, wow, I am livid. You had a chance to not make me mad, and now I am livid.
I've actually started putting my phone down more since the quarantine's happened because, like, I'm staring at shit all day.
It's not stop.
And if I don't have work, you know what? Fuck you. I don't owe anyone a text message.
Wow.
Right?
True.
Like,
But we do work together.
Yeah, so you love us, man.
Yeah. But
when Alan doesn't answer me right away, I do freak out a
little
bit.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm confused. Is he okay?
Like, I do expect a text back from Alan quickly, or I'm just like freaking out.
No, you just double text. What are you talking about? Like,
I'm an epic triple text.
Question mark?
Question mark.
Hold down the text and I question mark the text. And if you still don't respond, I'll handwrite a question mark. I want to know why the fuck you're not understanding.
Double
what I'm saying.
Bang him with the question marks.
Yeah, double question him.
That's iconic.
Yes, 100%.
I actually, before all this was started, I got in trouble during a session because, like, the executive director came in. And I was in the middle of responding to a text to the Bad Examples group where Jessica was asking me a question. And I was like, if I don't fucking respond, I'm going to get the question mark. And he came in and he was like, no phones during session. I was like,
wow,
I know.
Oh,
sorry,
boo.
Alan. We're annoying. We're annoying. My bad.
Listen, I think what we all can take away from this episode today is that sometimes it pays to be petty.
Pays to be petty, baby.
And if you guys need any help on
with,
you know,
your pettiness,
yeah,
you can always ask us. For
talk to us, talk to any fucking listener. Apparently, talk to one of the baddies.
Yeah, they're even more fucked up than we are.
That's a new business idea with everything. Just like, you need a petty planner.
Yeah, a petty
come
planner.
Come to me.
Yo,
we are the petty planners.
Seriously, come to Club Baddie and we will plan out your pettiness for you. By the way, Club Baddie was so fun. We had sex therapist Nikki do a live Q&A the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And our listeners just never fail to, like, blow my mind.
Yeah, they asked some bomb questions.
Oh, they're so
some
good.
Stuff I wouldn't have even thought,
like,
of.
Therapist Nikki, like, I know she was impressed because we were asking some insane shit. But yeah, you know, we found out, wait, Alan, what's the spot? There's a G
spot
and an A spot.
Yep, that's the way you squirt.
All about the A spot. The best is I had the live stream on my...
Why are you laughing?
I had the live stream up, like, playing
on the TV.
And Denny, like, walked in and he goes, what were they talking about, Alan?
Outer play.
Outer play. He goes, why are you talking about outer play? Like, he has no interest in outer play.
I kept sending, like, questions that I was like, all right, these are things that will actually pull from her experience and expertise. And I was like, I know people are reading along, are, like, listening and watching along and getting to my questions and being like, what the fuck is Alan doing?
Yeah, it was, like, very delayed.
It was awesome, though. Like, it was, Therapist Nikki is awesome, and it was just nice to, like, listen, Tracy and I, we say it all the time. We're bad examples. We don't really know what the fuck we're talking about. She knows. She is an expert in all that shit, so it was great to have her. We might do something like that on Instagram soon, so follow us on social media. Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon for life.
/bad examples. We need you guys. We want to continue the show. Please go and support the show in any way you can. If you can't afford to do so right now, we understand. Share the episode with a friend. Listen, get your penny on.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.